AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. There have been numerous tornado warnings out around the country tonight in Colorado and Mississippi and along Tornado Alley in Texas following a fatal tornado in the Panhandle on Thursday. CBS's Jason Allen.
The deadly storm system hit parts of Oklahoma with suspected twisters and powerful wind and hail.
I ran inside, got my dog, went to the bathtub, and we waited it out.
And a car.
Over in Florida, parts of the state experienced torrential downpours, lightning, and powerful wind. So strong, one person died after a tree fell on their home in Pensacola.
After looking at the practices of the Minneapolis Police Department for years, the Federal Justice Department now accuses it of frequent racial discrimination and excessive force. All that well before the notorious George Floyd killing. Here's CBS's Willie James Inman.
Former officer Derek Chauvin was convicted of Floyd's murder, but the report found police had used dangerous techniques for years against people committing even the most minor offenses.
As a result of the Justice Department's findings, Minneapolis and its police department agreed that reforms will be overseen by an independent monitor.
We would hope to see change in this particular police department, but only time will tell.
And now to the threat of a major labor dispute this summer that could have a big impact on packages big and small getting from here to there. Hundreds of thousands of United Parcel Service drivers have voted to strike if there is no new deal when the current contract runs out at the end of July. Correspondent Carter Evans.
UPS is the biggest shipping company in the U.S. Around 6% of the nation's gross domestic product passes through its brown vans. Nationwide, drivers deliver nearly 19 million packages every single day. And a halt in operations would cause major supply chain disruptions.
The reason we call it a chain is that it's so integrated. So any strike, especially the long-lasting strike, could have a devastating effect, both for the summer, back to schools, and upcoming holidays.
There were protesters and some counter-protesters at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles ahead of the team's Pride Night celebration, all because it included a drag comedy troupe dressed like nuns. KCAL reporter Jasmine Veal was there, too.
They make fun of our the nuns, so I'm here to defend our faith.
I did speak to a smaller group. They were out here supporting the LGBTQ plus community. Take a listen.
I believe today's about positivity, about celebrating the community. I'm an ally, and I have friends and family in the community, and I believe I want to be positive, focus on baseball, focus on inclusivity, and have a good time and enjoy the evening.
Average gas price, $3.58. This is CBS News.
Hiring's a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, trunk lids, license plate holders, and headlights. They've got lots of headlights. When you need parts, get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's gonna fit. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Can I help? Who's next?
Tom's part-time barista is now a full-time actor.
Oh, you didn't hear. He got the part on Broadway. Yeah, great for him, bad for our finicky cold brew tap.
Now he needs a star understudy to fill his open role.
And he made the best grande triple shot with oat milk caramel.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation. The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
954-1186. All in to win. Gingras Thompson and Watts. GTWLawyers.com.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 53, overnight, under mainly clear skies, winds out of the southwest, around 5 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times, tomorrow, highs around 81. Lows level off around 57, tomorrow night, mainly clear. Highs level off around 83, Sunday, with a chance for scattered storms. 86, mainly sunny skies, Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 57.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station. On current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Thursday, Friday Eve round here. Dominic, I want to start with a controversial thought this hour. Here's a less controversial thought. You can always join us. E-Bone will lightly screen your calls at 844-967-2789. America's Town Hall. Come here to talk about this controversial topic. Dominic, Biden should pardon Trump.
Oh, really? Hell no. No.
Well, that is the opinion being expressed by Mark Thiessen. And for those unfamiliar with Mark Thiessen, he is the ghostwriter of Scott Walker's biopic, Unintimidated. I accuse him of writing a work of fiction, but that's a whole different story for a different day. But it's not the only place where it's being written. You also brought my attention, right? A little political piece. What? How'd they put it exactly? Something about...
Politico, you know, said an opinion. A Trump pardon could drain poison from the system. That by Rich Lowry, editor-in-chief at the National Review.
A Trump pardon could drain the poison from the system, like sucking the rattlesnake venom out of our country's ass?
I don't know.
How does that work precisely?
Well, let's get into it, because I think it's a terrible idea.
I know you do. But, you know, we're going to explore it on the radio, and you can participate. Again, the phone lines, they're open. They're toll-free, 844-967-2789. So I'll play devil's advocate for a minute. Biden should pardon Trump, according to Mark Thiessen. I'll use his arguments. In his 2020 victory speech, and you might even like these arguments. In his 2020 victory speech, Joe Biden declared that to everything, there is a season, a time to build, a time to reap, a time to sow, and a time to heal. It is time to heal in America. Now, Thiessen writes, if he wants to deliver on his promise to heal the country, he can do so with one action. Pardon Donald Trump.
Come on.
Now, even Thiessen admits and writes, on the merits, the case against Trump is damning.
Would you please say what the conservative said again, please?
Again, Mark Thiessen, the guy that wrote Scott Walker's biopic. On the merits, the case against Trump is damning.
Damning, 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 damning.
And it does take a close reading of the federal indictment to understand that the former president's problems are of his own making.
Oh, it wasn't a setup? Weird.
He allegedly showed a writer classified material about Iran, saying, "This is a secret information. Look, look at this. You know, look at the secret, top secret information." And he obstructed the FBI's efforts to recover classified material in his possession, even allegedly telling his lawyer, "Would it be better if we just told them we don't have anything here?" Had he simply returned the documents, as Mike Pence did when it became clear he had classified documents, Trump almost certainly would not have been charged, as Pence has not been. His misconduct was egregious, irresponsible, and he writes, probably criminal. Anyone else would be seeking a plea bargain. Now, that was also explored at the Washington Post today. Donald Trump could have sought a plea bargain, could have returned the documents promptly or less than promptly, still could have pled this out, still could have made this gone away as a paperwork crime. But his indictment has also put our nation into uncharted territory. The threshold for the sitting president's administration to indict the leading candidate of the opposing party should be extraordinarily high, writes Mark Thiessen.
I think it is. It seems pretty high to me.
Anybody else
would have been arrested a year ago.
High enough to mitigate the suspicion held by 80% of Republicans and almost half the nation. Now, I would say that might, you know, be a Venn diagram that's mostly an oval. But here's the deal, Dom. Just because Republicans don't believe the truth about the cult leader doesn't mean it ain't true. I mean, your boy Mark Thiessen just wrote, you know, probably criminal is how Mark probably Thiessen criminal? Doesn't get
damning?
Death threats via email and home phone number. You know what I mean? You got to put the damning, the asterisk by the most damning part. Let me finish it. The paragraph, Dom, and then I'll let you take over, because this might be an idea, Dom. Pardoning Donald Trump, says Mark Thiessen and others. 80% of Republicans and almost half the nation, per an ABC News poll, felt the charges were politically motivated. Indeed, billions of Americans believe that our legal system is being weaponized against Trump and, by extension, against them, Dom. Against them!
Millions of people think that people in Donald Trump are telling them that, and they're in a cult, so they believe it.